Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Are you failing at greater things? A fascinating question inspired from a quote in my journal 1 year ago. I think a lot about failure, mainly as something to avoid at all cost. But what's interesting is that failure is a lot like salt in cooking. Without it, food is bland and boring, and too much will kill your heart over time. Is there a better way to approach failure that allows me to chase after greater things? I think so. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/324. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I was preparing a travel journal for some traveling that I did last week, and at the top of one of the pages was a quote from the book Droid Maker about George Lucas and the start of the digital revolution. And the quote was this: "The point of life is to fail at greater and greater things." I looked at the date that I wrote this quote down. It was almost 1 year ago to this day. It really begs the question to ask myself, am I failing at greater and greater things? I think the answer is no. I mean, I'm doing what I can to accomplish things, and I'm doing what I know I can accomplish. And on one hand, that's great. But I don't think I'm necessarily pushing myself enough outside of my comfort zone. I have some things coming up that will push me outside of the comfort zone. But what can I do now that will allow me to fail at greater and greater things? What does it mean to fail at greater and greater things? This is one of those quotes that, even though it's just 12 words long, there's tremendous power and depth in the sentence. For me, my growth trajectory isn't a flat line, but I would probably classify it at around a 5-degree incline. There's a little bit of work going on, and part of me going, can I do more? Is that an appropriate slope of that line? If you fail at greater and greater things, does the slope of that line continually increase until you eventually slide down and hurt yourself? But then as I think about failing at greater and greater things, what does that do with time? Does the time it takes to produce great work slow down as the solutions become harder to obtain? As I push myself to fail at greater and greater things, will I be able to produce as fast as I produce now? Perhaps I stay in my realm of comfortability because I know I can rush to a solution. That I know that in the presence of a problem, the answer is only a Google search away. And so I think failing at greater and greater things is really this question of, am I willing to slow down, process, reflect, research, experiment, and solve? That's what it means, I think, to fail at greater and greater things. To wrap your mind around something that no one else is. Allowing us time to craft, to fine-tune, and to create. I want to share 5 ways I think that we can fail at greater things. How can we take this idea of failing at greater things and actually do that? And the first way is to separate risk from failure. Understanding the difference between the two helps you keep pushing forward without losing everything. And what's interesting, I worked for someone one time, and they said that they did not engage in business-ending risks. They still embraced risk, but it was different from business-ending risk. When we think about failure, we often equate it to business-ending risks. And I think you need to separate the two. Failure often doesn't result in high risk. Sometimes you can just fail at an idea or fail at the process of something. But, you know, risk can lead to failure. So understanding the differences between the two, high risk means that there's a high rate that you might fail. Low risk means that you have a high chance of succeeding. Failure, whether it's high risk or low risk, sometimes feels the same to creative people. Separating the two allows you to embrace failure without risking everything. Second, identify areas of complacency. These are areas where maybe you've become more comfortable than you really want to be. When I look at a lot of my filmmaking, I'm pretty comfortable in some areas. It means that I can do certain things with my films that I'm comfortable with, that I know that when I'm in these situations that I'm going to be able to solve the problems quickly and on budget. But the interesting thing is, that's not leading me to greater and greater things. When we are comfortable, our minds start to decay. And so look for where you are comfortable and how you can become uncomfortable in order to push yourself into new areas. And this isn't easy. You're most likely going to need someone around you that can help to identify these areas, because it's natural that we're going to want to be comfortable. But comfortability leads to complacency, which really leads to bored, uninspired work. The third way to fail at greater things is to ship, share, reflect, and learn. Without finishing our work and sharing it with others, we're never going to know what hits and what flops. And in those moments, that's when we need to reflect and learn on the process that it took to create that work. I believe that learning is absolutely essential because it identifies what we need to improve upon next. And this is really what this quote, I think, gets at, is that if we are not failing at greater and greater things, we're not necessarily learning new things. We're just rehashing the same song over and over. That's boring. Doesn't really satisfy our own needs and the needs of others. The fourth way to fail at greater things is to collaborate with people not like you. By allowing yourself to create with people that don't think like you, that don't look like you, you can enter into new worlds and ways of thinking. And I get it. This is an area that's scary. I don't necessarily open myself up to work with other people very often in a collaborative setting. Sure, I work with clients, no problem. But when I bring people into my creative process, it creates a lot of fear. There's a lot of room for failure in these moments. But if I just collaborated with people that were a lot like me, eventually that relationship would become complacent. So pushing yourself to struggle with how other people see the world and how others interact with this creative world is powerful. And I think the fifth way to fail at greater things is to remember that failure isn't your identity. Failure doesn't define who you are, but instead it's one important component of the creative process. If we don't look at failure as an ingredient in experimentation and instead wear it like an article of clothing that defines who we are, we are never going to be able to see anything other than ourselves as failures. And I think this is where I see failure often for myself. I see it as an identity creator as opposed to just something that fuels the creative process. So whether that was just something that happened in childhood or happened in adulthood along the way, if we're not embracing failure as part of that creative process and experiment and try new things, then our identity becomes one of being scared, of being someone that doesn't take chances and that isn't willing to try new things. And which identity is worse? To me, the latter sounds infinitely more debilitating and eventually leads to failing at lesser and lesser things. I absolutely hate failure, but running away from it only leads to stagnant thinking, derivative work, and creative destruction. Finding a healthy mix of failure and experimentation is critical, and it's something that requires you to take a chance on failing at something. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.